I want to thank everybody for coming today, and I'm joined by Governor Brewer, Mayor Scruggs of Glendale, Mayor LaVault of Youngtown, Mayor Schoaf, Litchfield Park, Mayor Kavanaugh of Goodyear, Senator John Nelson, who has worked so hard on our Fighter Country Partnership and Luke Air Force Base, Charlie Fredericks, our Fighter Country Partnership is here, and Steve Yamamori of Fighter Country Partnership, as well as Rusty Mitchell. All of these people behind me are responsible for a great event in our state, and that is, of course, the announcement made by the United States Air Force that the F-35 will have determined that Luke Air Force Base best fulfills its needs in support of the F-35 training mission. Our state is hurting right now. Luke Air Force Base and our other military bases throughout our state are very important to our economy. There's 8,000 civilian jobs at Luke Air Force Base. Luke Air Force Base contributes $2.2 million to our economy every year. And our governor and our mayors in the West Valley and our Maricopa County supervisors have played a key role in making sure that we have created the environment which has made Luke Air Force Base the premier base for training of the F-35, which, as we know, is the aircraft of the future for all three Army, Air Force and Marine Corps. So we're very pleased that the Air Force's announcement, it means Water Rangers will remain key elements in training the finest Air Force in the world. Now, this decision is significant, but also there has to be an environmental impact statement made, and based on that, which would be completed probably a draft in October of this year, a follow-through in 2011, and the Air Force plans to issue a final record of decision in June 2011. Initially, there would be as many as 72 aircraft, and there will study the impact for having as many as six squadrons of 24 aircraft each. And there will be two of the F-16 squadrons going to Holloman Air Force Base, probably at the end of 2011. F-16 foreign training will continue at Tucson International Airport. It's very important to note that two nations, both the Netherlands and Singapore, have announced that they will train their F-16 pilots there. I foresee F-16 training at Tucson International Foreign Training of Pilots for many years to come, and then we will have the F-35, I'm confident, training take place as well for foreign sales that will begin probably sometime in several years. I want to emphasize again, one of the things that these mayors have done so well and worked so hard is resisted the zoning decisions which would have caused encroachment at Luke Air Force Base. A number of years ago, Williams Air Force Base in the East Valley was closed, and it was closed primarily because of encroachment. So I'm proud of the mayors. I'm proud of the governor's leadership. And I'm proud of the Maricopa County supervisors who have made tough decisions where they probably could have seen increases in revenue if they had approved construction of buildings and other areas which would have encroached on Luke Air Force Base. We're in two wars. And the fact is that we are so proud that one of the primary instruments in defending this nation, the premier aircraft of the United States Air Force, will now be located at Luke Air Force Base. And I might mention also another aspect of the contributions that the mayors and the governor have made is that they've made Arizona a wonderful place for our Air Force personnel and our military personnel to live and work. That matters with an all-volunteer force. Governor?
Thank you, Senator. Well, good morning, everybody. Obviously, the announcement that has been made that Luke Air Force Base is the preferred location for the new F-35 Pilot Training Center is a testament to Arizona's great team effort. And what an outstanding team it has been, including, of course, Senator McCain and Mayor Scruggs and all the mayors that the senator mentioned. Certainly, our county supervisor, Max Wilson, played an instrumental role following my footsteps way back when. We love Luke. We always will love Luke. So thank you, Max, for that. But surely, the legislature, all the city and town officials, the citizens of the West Valley and businesses, and the Luke Forward campaign created by Avondale, Buckeye, Glendale, Gila Bend, Goodyear, Litchfield Park, Maricopa County, Peoria, Phoenix, Surprise, Tolleson, Wickenburg, and Youngstown, and the Fighter Country Partnership. Having selected Luke as the F-35 Training Center was very personal for me. Luke is in my backyard, and I was one of the founding members with several of the people behind me of the Luke Fighter Country Partnership. Luke is obviously the very perfect location for this advanced fighter aircraft, given the fact that Arizona has state statutes in place to manage growth around our military installation that protect their missions. Luke's unique assets includes 2.7 million acres of Barry M. Goldwater Range, key to air-to-ground combat training, along with 57,000 cubic miles of airspace overhead, where pilots practice air-to-air maneuvers and in ground. The F-35 brings sizable economic impacts to the state of Arizona, but more importantly, the military and the civilian personnel who serve our nation every day, as well as their families, provide tremendous sacrifice and deserve our unending support. Their contribution to the civility and the patriotism of our entire state is invaluable. As the F-16 is phased out of inventory, basing the F-35 at Luke will ensure their operational mission for years to come. Luke Air Force Base has an annual economic impact of $2.1 billion, and the 162nd Fighter Wing has approximately $280 million in economic impact, and will bring almost immediately when construction begins $100 to $125 million in construction. I tell you, today is truly a red-letter day, and we're ready to move on down that road. This is going to be a huge part of Arizona's comeback. Though the final selection is subject to completion of the environmental impact statement process now underway, it is not too early for me to say thank you to all of you who worked so hard to make this day come, and I am so proud to be your teammate on this very important mission. You all should pat yourself on your back. Thank you.
Could I say again, Senator John Nelson, Supervisor Max Wilson, and the county supervisors of Maricopa County, you've made tough decisions, and we're very grateful. And John, for your unending support and effort in the legislature, along with our mayors who have made very tough decisions, which has created an environment so that Luke Air Force Base will continue to be the premier Air Force Base in America, in my view. Questions?
Senator, how do you take a positive story like this, Kevin Tripp from KTAR, and try to convince a national audience that there's good things going on in Arizona when they're seeing nothing but SB 1070 all day and all night?
Well, Arizona had a reputation long before any laws were passed concerning immigration. It still is the most beautiful state in America. It is still the most wonderful place to live and work, and that's why so many companies and corporations and businesses have located here. And we will continue to encourage people to come, as the Vice President just did the other day, to visit our Grand Canyon and the great national treasures we have, and enjoy our retirement opportunities as well as the business opportunities here.
Senator Tyler Baldwin, you talked about that $1.2 billion economic impact.
2.1.
But these F-35s are 10 times lighter than the F-16. What do you say to some of the community members, say, Mirage, concerned about how that's going to affect property value? And a second part of that, do you think that impact on their property value could affect this environmental impact study?
Actually, the environmental impact studies will be conducted, and they will see that the F-16, most advanced version with the engine on it, is very comparable to the F-35. So one of the myths that has grown up around the F-35 is the noise level. That's simply not accurate. The F-35 is a noisy aircraft. So is the advanced version of the F-16. I'm confident that most of the residents in the West Side, and I think, I don't mean to speak for their mayors, enjoy the sound of freedom.
Senator King, would you consider legislation in Congress that would give states more power to assist the federal government with immigration and enforcement?
I would, and I also want to point out that a lot of this issue would not be as compelling as it is if the federal government had carried out its responsibilities. Then it wouldn't require that kind of legislation. And John Kiles and my 10-point plan will get the border secure. We can secure the border. I believe that we will. And I believe that if it doesn't happen between now and next January, it'll happen next January, because the people of this country overwhelmingly, 60, 70, 80% say they support getting the border secured, and they support what the state of Arizona has done, because it is a federal responsibility to secure our borders. And I look forward to seeing and hearing about the lawsuit that's brought by the federal government and the attorney general against Chicago, San Francisco, and other sanctuary cities.
Governor Brewer, question for you. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals now has your appeal in their hands.
That's correct.
If that appeal is unsuccessful, obviously that's hypothetical, would you commit to appealing to the United States Supreme Court on the injunction issue?
Absolutely.
Following
the questions on Luke, the governor will be happy to entertain unrelated questions.
But let's celebrate the announcement of Luke today. Okay. I have a question about Luke for Senator McCain. Senator, you talked about the Netherlands and Singapore and, you know, other countries sort of taking part in this. Is there room for growth on that end as well? I mean, getting more international business brought here?
First of all, F-16 sales will continue throughout the world. In fact, on my last visit to Iraq, the Iraqis are going to overtime purchase the F-16, and that training will, for foreign pilots, will be down at Tucson International, where the Tucson Guard does the training, and they do a magnificent job. So there will be continued purchases of the F-16, but over time, the F-35 will then be purchased, but I don't think that's going to be within several years before the F-35 would be open to foreign sales. Thank you all very much. Thank you for coming.